Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Captain Jellybean is on the street. Welcome, Captain Jellybean. Well, good morning, kids, to another great show. Captain Jellybean is Wacky Astro Pals. I'm your host, Captain Jelly's PB, but you can call me Captain Jellybean. We have another great show. It's going to be a nice day today. We're going to get started. Hey, Martian, what do we have on tap? Penis, Marshmallow, your favorite sidekick and announcer. And we're going to start with our friends, Bays and his silly friends, with I got the ABCs. I hope there's a cure for it.
Hey, Brian, look who's here. It's not you.
Hey, Jelly, hey, and his silly friends. I love you guys.
Just in time. We're about to start singing a new song.
Like, new song? You know I want to get on your new song.
Let's do it.
I got the ABCs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got
yeah.
the Do, Re, Mi.
This is hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the 1, 2, 3.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put happy for me, better make sure it don't follow C. And when it sounds just like an A, like neighbor does.
Did the witch get an A in? I don't know which. She got it in spelling. That's our friend Bertie Mendoza from the Bertie Playhouse and Manny Moe.
I'm a man, oh man, oh man, a tea. And man, I sure am hungry. I'm gonna dive down deep into the deep blue sea and get me a bunch of that tasty algae. Food makes my heart go bing bang bong and keeps my fins and whiskers shiny and long. Some people say I swim too slow, but if I don't take my time, I'll miss out on the show. 'Cause there's so much to learn. Sometimes you have to just stop and float. Don't get caught up in the race, or you might finish in last place.
Hey,
teeth. And you might think I'm lazy, but I'm taking my time, that's how I get things done. Watching others stress out when there's no need to run. I stop to chat, catch up with old friends, 'cause working to death doesn't make much sense. You can work an honest day and still enjoy the ride, instead of wondering why you're always so tired. 'Cause there's so much to learn. Sometimes you just have to stop and float. Don't get caught up in the race, or you might finish in last place. That's right, you might finish in last place.
Hey, Buttercup.
Ketchup.
What dessert does a math teacher make?
I don't know. What dessert does a math teacher make?
She makes pie. And now let's go to our friend Fred Campbell with Maxadoodle.
Welcome to the Book Locker, and our story today is Aladdin and His Magic Lamp. Hope you like it. It's from Norman Rose.
This is the story of Aladdin and his wonderful lamp.
Thank you.
long ago in Arabia, there lived a boy named Aladdin. Aladdin was kind and clever, but very lazy. Instead of learning a trade, he spent his time playing in the streets with idle friends. One day, a crafty magician noticed Aladdin and decided the boy could be very useful to him. And so the scheming sorcerer pretended to be Aladdin's long-lost uncle and persuaded him to go for a walk outside the city gates. He led Aladdin to a secret cave. "Listen, child. In this cave there lies a hidden treasure which shall be yours if you do exactly as I tell you. Go down the steps, and there you will find a garden with fruit trees. In a corner of this garden you will see a lamp. Put the lamp in your belt and bring it to me. Here, wear this ring for good luck." Aladdin was really quite frightened, and yet so curious that he did just as the magician instructed him to do. But on the way back, he couldn't resist helping himself to as many of the beautifully colored fruits as he could carry in his hands. When Aladdin reached the mouth of the cave, he asked the magician to help him crawl out. Now, the magician desperately wanted this magic lamp, but it had no powers unless it was handed to him from inside the cave. "Give me the lamp first," said the magician. But that was impossible, since Aladdin's hands were full of fruit. At this, the sorcerer became so angry that he shouted some dreadful, mysterious words. And all at once, the cave closed up, with poor Aladdin locked inside. Aladdin knew that there was no way out, and that he would surely die. He clasped his hands in despair. And as he did so, he rubbed the ring on his finger. A genie rose out of the earth.
"What is your wish, master? I am ready to obey you as the slave of the ring."
Aladdin was terrified, but still anxious to escape. "Please get me out of this place." And whoosh, in a wink, Aladdin found himself outside the cave. He ran home as fast as his legs would go to tell his mother about everything that had happened. He gave her the fruits and the old tarnished lamp. Said his mother, "if we polish this old lamp, we might be able to sell it." She no sooner rubbed the lamp with a cloth than a genie appeared.
"What is your wish, master? I am ready to obey you as the slave of all who hold this lamp."
The poor woman almost fainted, but Aladdin snatched the lamp and asked the genie to bring them some food. And whoosh, in a wink, a sumptuous dinner in beautiful silver trays appeared on the table. And so, with this wonderful lamp, Aladdin and his mother were able to live very comfortably and enjoy precious possessions they never dreamed of. One day, a few years later, Aladdin, who had grown into a handsome young man, saw the Sultan's beautiful daughter, Buddir al-Budur, walking to the baths with her handmaidens. He fell in love with her at first sight and was determined to make her his wife. So he quickly summoned the genie by rubbing his magic lamp.
"What is your wish, master? I am ready to obey you as the slave of all who hold this lamp."
The genie quickly did Aladdin's bidding, and soon Aladdin, dressed in his finest robes, appeared at the Sultan's palace to present his gifts and ask the princess's hand in marriage. The Sultan was so dazzled by the exquisite gems that he quickly gave his consent. And so Buddir al-Budur and Aladdin were married in great splendor and lived very happily together in a magnificent palace. No one found out the secret of Aladdin's lamp, which stood on a shelf in his robing room. One day, Aladdin decided to go on a hunting trip. While he was away, the wicked sorcerer, who had learned of Aladdin's good fortune, disguised himself as a peddler and called beneath the palace windows,
"New lamps for old! New lamps for old!"
The astonished princess, remembering the old lamp in Aladdin's room, sent a handmaiden to fetch it. and gave it to the peddler and got a bright new one in exchange. When Aladdin returned from his trip, a bit sad because he had lost his ring during the hunt, the princess told him about the shining new lamp in his robing room. Aladdin was about to burst into a rage when he realized that his anger would give away the secret of the wonderful lamp. So instead, he kissed the princess and went to his robing room. Meanwhile, in his haste to escape with the magic lamp, the wicked sorcerer stumbled near the edge of a deep, deep well on the outskirts of the city, and the precious lamp rolled to the very edge. Oh! In his greedy panic to recover the lamp, the sorcerer lost his footing, and both he and the lamp crashed to the bottom, never to be seen again. Back at the castle, as he looked at the new lamp, Aladdin thought, "My princess and I can live happily together and be content with the wealth we already have." Soon after, the Sultan died, leaving the kingdom to Buddir al-Budur and Aladdin. Thereupon, they moved into the royal palace and ruled the land together for many, many years.
Hey, Buttercup.
Yeah, Chip.
Why did the eggs get thrown out of the class?
Well, I know this one. Because they were telling yolks.
Ask my friend Brady Rhymey with Picky Eater.
I don't like the peach because it's covered in fuzz. Feels like my mouth is all a buzz. Buzzing with the bugs and the critters I don't want to chew. I won't touch my mama's lavish dishes. I'm stroking off so fine condition. I don't mean to offend, but I think I do. Promise this will take the climb, but my prices went up since the last dinner time. Now it's a quarter to two. Tougher than my daddy's old shoes. Snails, frog legs, bird's nest, liverwurst.
The Boogers with Pop Goes the Weasel.
Thanks, kids, for joining us today here on Block Talk Radio. We're here each and every day at 7:30 a.m. Pacific Time, and we're here on blogtalkradio.com/jelly-bean-radio, and we're glad you came each and every day, and if you missed us here on Block Talk Radio, you can always catch us on iTunes. We also are on mallguys.iwarp.com or our website, captainjellybean.iwarp.com. And if you have any questions, you can always email us at jellybeanradio@yahoo.com. And if you want to check out any of the artists here, you just go to sprockster.com, and that's where all the kindy artists hang out. And if you're up-and-coming artists, you just go to sonicvids.com, and you can get your face and your music out there and a producer, and you can get on a radio show like this or a venue close to you. And if you want to check out any of the artists, where they're playing, you just go to Sprockster.com, and that'll update you where they're playing. And give them a shout-out. Tell them Captain Jellybean sent you. And our feature school today is Unity Elementary School in Tolono, Illinois. And the principal there is Janet Ellis Nelson, and she's doing a great job, and her staff, keeping the kids happy and making sure that they're doing well. And we also support the local AYSO. Our AYSO chapter is AYSO 583 in South Ontario. And we're getting ready for a big tournament in June, and it's a summer kickoff. And hopefully we'll have some fun there. If you have any questions, email us and let us know how we're doing. And hope you had a great day. Hope you had a great week. We'll see you Sunday, and we'll start it all over again. And we're going to end up with our friend Bill Harley with Wash Your Hands.
All covered with that goo. Don't wipe it anywhere. You know what to do. You gotta wash your hands.
Lave te las manos.
Your hands.
Lave te las manos.
Your hands.
Lave te las manos.
Your hands.
Lave te.
Everyone's got germs, but you keep them to yourself. You keep the cold and the flu up there on the shelf.
healthy, there's a little trick. Do it every day and you don't get sick.
You gotta wash your hands.
And then it's time to eat. Your body is hungry from your head down to your feet. Don't eat just yet. You gotta stop. You gotta think before you eat your food. Put your hands in the sink. You gotta wash your hands.
Lava de la guano.
Your hands.
Lava de la guano.
Your hands.
Lava de la guano.
Your hands. Yeah. Those sneaky little germs don't want you to wash. They want everything dirty. Oh yeah, my gosh. They love it when your hands are grimy and sticky. They grow and multiply, they are icky, icky, icky. Put your hand in your mouth, then on the door. Someone gets the doorknob and they walk across the floor. Your hand gives a pencil to someone who's a friend. The pencil in the mouth, you know the circle never ends. And let you wash your hands.
Lava de la guano,
your hands.
Lava de la guano,
your hands.
Lava de la guano,
your hands. The drain and everything cool. It's just a simple thing, it's hard to believe, but if everybody did it, how wonderful it'd be. We could stop the flu from spreading across the land if everybody everywhere would wash their hands. You got to wash